I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. When we hear about climate change, one word that often comes up is adaptation. It means different things in different parts of the globe. For southern Mexico and parts of Central America, adaptation means preparing for stronger tropical storms and hurricanes. That region has long been vulnerable to big storms. But as ocean temperatures rise, climate scientists predict the storms will grow more intense there. In fact, the data says they already have. In the southern Mexican state of Chiapas, the government and NGOs are experimenting with the best and most cost-effective ways to adapt to a new climate reality. The World's Jason Margolis has our story.
All that's left of the community of Valdivia are shells of concrete buildings amidst the weeds. In 1998, Tropical Storm Javier swept across Chiapas and literally wiped the town of 4,000 off the map. Today, Joel Garcia Vasquez grazes his cows in front of the ruins of a church. He says the church served as a refuge during the storm. They huddled on the rooftop when the river flooded about a mile away. Garcia says the water was about 10 feet high for 10 days. He says 30 residents died and some 50 more bodies floated by from upstream. When it was all over, rather than rebuild, the government helped them start over on higher ground. They named the new town Nuevo Valdivia, or New Valdivia. I asked Vasquez how he feels grazing his cows among the ruins of his childhood home. His answer takes me by surprise. The new town is a little better because we're getting more help from the government, he says. It's part of the Mexican government's efforts to address climate change as a major threat to southern Mexico. But moving entire towns out of harm's way?
This is not possible for all the towns, no.
Alejandro Hernandez is a watershed biologist with the Nature Conservancy in Chiapas. He says the government still spends too much time and money reacting to the effects of floods instead of the causes. He looks up at the mountains in the distance and says that's where more work is needed. Because when the storms come, the water comes gushing down from the hills.
The quantity of rain, we couldn't stop that, but we could improve what kind of activities are good or bad to protect the forest. Our main focus is to work with people to create more capabilities to face the new challenges of the climate change, you know.
Hernandez takes me on a drive about an hour into the foothills of the Sierra Madre, up a steep, curvy, bumpy road. Every 20 minutes or so, we pass a small village, impossibly built on a sharp hillside. We arrive at the village Toquien y las Nubes, or Toquien and the Clouds.
And Toquien is around 1,500 meters of high.
That's nearly 5,000 feet. In minutes, the weather has gone from blisteringly hot to cool and foggy. We get out and are greeted by subsistence farmer Aquino Sanchez. His grandparents helped found this village in the
1930s.
Here I cultivate coffee, bananas, cabbage, and tomatoes.
Sanchez says the weather has been doing funny things, and he's been having a harder time with some of his crops. His coffee won't grow at all. His trees are bare, wiped out by the fungal disease La Roya, which thrives in the new warmer and wetter conditions here. The fungus infected more than half the coffee trees in Mexico and Central America last season, costing the industry an estimated $1 billion.
The climate, I remember from November to April, it never rained. But now, last year, we had a lot of rain.
Sure enough, as if on cue, it starts to rain. We take shelter under a healthy coffee tree, one of a new, hardier variety provided by local NGOs and government workers.
We also have live barriers, terraces to retain soil.
The so-called live barriers are simply bushes and trees planted along the steep hillsides. The roots help prevent mudslides and soil erosion. Locals are also given money to preserve existing trees rather than cut or burn them. These changes are helping here up in the hills while also reducing flooding down below. Now, not to spoil the party, but none of this sounds that, well, dramatic. Alejandro Hernandez with the Nature Conservancy says that's the point.
This small thing, doing in a lot of quantity, we could improve many issues.
Hernandez acknowledges, sure, NGOs and others working here could build expensive things like levees and concrete walls, but they want to show that an ounce of natural prevention can go a long way. And they hope these pilot projects will be examples used throughout Chiapas, Guatemala, and Honduras. He acknowledges, though, coming into remote rural communities like these and telling people to change the way they've always done things isn't always so easy.
At the beginning, people is a little, I don't like the idea. But when begin to show to other people in other places that it's working, people begin to do, it's work. I can try, no?
That's what the farmers I met here all said. As the climate changes, they're willing to change too. For those who have already lost their crops or homes, it's really not much of a choice. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Chiapas, Mexico.